world has never seen the problems that we face today.
You and I must pray. This is our calling. This is what we must do. And as we pray, God will raise up a mighty generation. We don't have a choice. We must battle for them. And the weapons that we use are not weapons of this world.
And I also remember getting a call from a public school teacher, and he said to me, I am keenly aware that when I walk into my classroom each morning, I am walking into a battlefield. Will you please, please pray for me?
God is truly raising up moms to pray for their children in schools like never before, because we are in perilous times for our kids.
Has the need ever been so great?
Oh, it is just huge.
We tell people that students spend 9,000 hours during middle school and high school on a campus. 50% of their time during the school year is on a campus. And the thing that clinches all those is it's right around on average 85% of people accept Christ before they graduate high school. It is the most strategic mission field in America today. And that's why I am such a huge proponent to everyone I can tell about Moms in Prayer, because where you are praying is so strategic in our society.
Our vision is that every school in the world would be covered with prayer. What if you could change the world, not just for today, but for generations to come? At Moms in Prayer International, we believe that a mom can be the single greatest force for good in the lives of her children and the children around her. We believe that lives and whole communities are changed forever when moms gather together to pray to the only one who can change a human heart. Moms make the difference as they reach out to God in prayer. Moms just like you.
God is raising up a generation, and I believe it is in direct response to the prayers of moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and students all ages coming together, lifting up Jesus, because God hears our prayers.
There is no one more influential, more leveraged, more efficient than a mom or a dad in the life of their kid.
The weakest saint praying defeats the enemy every time.
Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our schools, our children, and our motherhood. I'm your host, Leenie Heiss, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for our brand new podcast. This show is a place for women to encourage, empower, and equip you to stand in the gap for the next generation.
When we pray, God moves, and we are either prayerful or we are prideful.
What I find is honesty begets honesty.
Right.
And so when I pray honestly and openly in my Moms in Prayer group, it brings out honesty and openness to others, and helps them to feel like it's completely okay to share, you know, not just the good stuff, but the hard stuff.
There was a young lady who came up to us and said, I've only had one real conversation with my dad. And we're like looking at this 30-year-old young woman, and we're like, you've only had one conversation with your dad? Like, that is not good. That is very bad. But then she paused, and she smiled, and she had a twinkle in her eye. She said, I've only had one real conversation with my dad. Pause. But we've never stopped having that one conversation.
So I would like to just say to all the moms, that if you will be a kingdom woman and you will cover your children, whether or not dad is in the picture, then God can transfer your prayers into their well-being so that they grow up under a divine covering and a divine influence and become influencers in the culture in which they are having to be born, lived, and raised.
My mom didn't give up on me, and I'm so thankful. She's been involved in Moms in Prayer for years, ever since we were little kids.
Every single thing that they're worried about and that they're fearful about, when they take it to God, God promises that He will give them that peace that's beyond all understanding. He'll guard their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus. Prayer is the avenue that God has chosen to bless His people.
We are the body, interracial, multilingual, interdenominational, praying in homes and in many churches. We are in every state and in 146 countries. We're young moms to grandmoms, special needs moms, military moms, prison moms, college moms. We're working moms, stay-at-home moms, single and married. Our differences make us stronger because we believe that together there's no higher calling than to follow Christ and help us to raise Christ followers that will change the culture they're growing up in.
But can you imagine, we have 100,000 women battling for the lives of their children, yet we need many more.
God knew truly the times that we'd be raising our children today, and He knew that He could count on moms to cry out to Him.
Wherever you are on this motherhood journey, we're so glad you're here. Subscribe to the Moms in Prayer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and it will be automatically dropped into your feed every week. You're going to love our guests and love our conversations, and we're going to love having you a part of the Moms in Prayer family. Revival can happen, and it starts with us.